Now, I want to talk to you about releasing the blessing. Faith is key for us receiving all the promises of God. For faith in the promise is in the promise. And so we have to get the promise. And one part of the promises is the blessing. Revelation 5:12 tells us, these are angels, and they are saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." The Bible says the just shall live by faith, and so in Christ we have the promise of the blessing. And the blessing is taken by faith in the promise. We got to believe in the blessing, because as we believe it, then we will receive it. And as we receive the blessing and step over in that release, then we will see the blessing do things for us that we never thought possible for us. The only thing we do is release the blessing. How do we do that? When we speak words according to the Word of God, the blessing is released, and it is so powerful, and it goes to work for us and knows what to do, just as the dirt knows what to do when a seed is planted in it, and it makes the seed to grow. The blessing knows what to do, and it will take care of things in our lives. We don't have to sweat and toil for things, because the blessing knows what to do. Say that. The blessing knows what to do. Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes truly rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it. That's the Amplified Bible. Now, let's read it from the NIV, Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. So the blessing knows what to do. The blessing knows it is supposed to bring us wealth. We just believe in the blessing and release the blessing to do what it is supposed to do. Then it will make us rich. If we are born again, then the blessing is on us and in us, and it knows what to do. How does the sun know what to do? How do the birds know what to do? They are all programmed, and so is the blessing programmed to bless us. The blessing is designed to turn the worst conditions in our lives into the Garden of Eden, just like it did for Joseph when he was sold as a slave, but then was promoted to the top in the government of Egypt. The blessing transported Joseph down to Egypt and caused Joseph to be delivered and promoted, because Potiphar saw the blessing on Joseph. The blessing will deliver us, take us where we need to go, and promote us. And people will see the blessing on us as well, as we have faith in the blessing and release the blessing with our words. The blessing can eradicate any curse out here. The blessing has already prepared deliverance from all trouble before it happened. The blessing will turn our family and our neighborhoods into the Garden of Eden, for whatever is not in heaven will not be in our family and our neighborhoods with the blessing. The blessing has the plan when financial famine or natural famine is in our land, and like Joseph when he distributed the food in famine and got in return the property of the wealthy, we too will amass wealth in financial famine. The blessing produces amass wealth for us I want you to say that. The blessing produces, amasses wealth for us. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. We are not just going to get wealth, but with the blessing, we are going to amass wealth and be the lenders to the world. The blessing must continually be a part of our vocabulary so that we release the blessing in our daily lives. We need to be talking about the blessing more in our everyday talk than anything else. That would be the desire of God. And we will be releasing the blessing at the same time. Jesus did nothing on this earth without the blessing. Jesus healed, delivered, raised the dead, and fed the multitudes with the blessing. Then he told us, greater works shall we do with the same blessing. Jesus taught the blessing because he wants that blessing to be on us. And we receive the blessing by faith and release it by faith-filled words so that we will go into our own neighborhoods and call for things by faith and see the blessing produce them. This is why I say that the problems of the world is because the church has never taken responsibility and ownership of this earth and released the blessing in the neighborhoods, in the governments, in every aspect of life. So the more faith we have in the blessing, the better it works for us, and we access our promises. With the blessing, we don't need handouts from the world, because the blessing raises the bar, because God is going to set a new standard with the blessing on our lives and in our lives. With the blessing, we're going to own it all and set the laws for everything that is going to happen through the blessing. The blessing is going to do its job without us having to know how it's going to do it. In the beginning, God gave Adam and Eve dominion and authority on the earth, and with the blessing, he empowered them just as he empowers us in this world for dominion and authority today. Let's read about the empowerment and the authority that God gave Adam and Eve in the blessing. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. He created them in his image, and then gave them his power and his authority. God blessed them with the same power, the blessing, he used to create all matter, and he blessed them with the authority to back it up. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Adam was given the ability to think and speak and act like God, and Adam was brought up to God's level, and the blessing empowered Adam for success. So Adam was to take this blessing and finish the work of God. He is going to make the earth the garden spot of the universe. So the end game was for God to set up his house right here on the earth. That was Adam's purpose with the blessing. Then Adam lost the blessing through disobedience of eating of the tree, which was the tithe to the Lord, and he ate the tithe of God. Now the tithe restores the blessing to us. Let's read about that in Malachi 3 and verse 10. The tithe restores the blessing to us. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, herewith saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough for to receive it. Adam lost the blessing, but God sent Jesus, the last man Adam, and restored the blessing. Jesus taught of the blessing in the Beatitudes and how to reconnect with the blessing and the power of the blessing. The blessing came on Abraham in the Old Testament because he was obedient and offered up his son Isaac so God could offer up Jesus, his son. So then Abraham passes on the blessing to Isaac, and then it is passed on to Jacob. They passed the blessing on with words, and they believed in the blessing to be passed on. The same blessing on Adam and Abraham and his descendants is now on us, and anything we need, the blessing will make it happen, and we will be living just like we were living in heaven. For that is what the blessing is supposed to do for us on earth. The blessing is our inheritance, and it is access by our faith. God, with this blessing, wants us to be blessed above all people. That's what it tells us in Deuteronomy 7:14. With the blessing everywhere we go, we are going to be creating the garden. And we are going to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower, because of the blessing. We don't have to know how the blessing is going to work, but we just release it and release it and release it and release it with our words, and it will take us to the top. Releasing the blessing that is not only on us, but in us. The blessing is designed to make the garden out of any conditions on this earth. The garden is a replica of heaven. So God wants it so. If it's not in heaven, it's not in our lives. Let me say that again. So God wants it so. If it's not in heaven, it's not in our lives. The blessing was all Adam had to work with. So the blessing was the original fix, and faith is the original formula. Faith is the technology that we use to launch the blessing. Things are going to change, but the blessing needs faith so that it can be launched. So the enemy tries to block the blessing by somehow eliminating our faith. So he uses anger and bitterness and unforgiveness and offense to stop our faith. But the opposite, love, will release faith, and faith will release the blessing. A good example is Jacob, who didn't get angry with Laban, who was stealing from him. So then, the blessing took everything Laban had and transferred it into Jacob's hands, and Jacob left on his own. Genesis 32 and 10. I am not worthy of the unfailing love and faithfulness you have shown to me, your servant. When I left home and crossed the Jordan, I owned nothing except a walking stick. Now, my household fills two large camps. This scripture let us see that with the blessing, we can't think small, because with the blessing, God is about to bless us time and time again. It's our season of blessings. We need to get ready for somewhere to store all the blessings, for God is about to run our storehouse over by the blessing. We got to get ready, because when one shows up, then start looking for another and another and another. The blessing is not going to stop producing till we leave this earth, because the blessing knows what to do. The blessing will be like waves of the ocean, bringing blessings on every wave. By the blessing, God is going to show us and the world around us that He is God. Now receive it by faith. And continue every day to release the blessing by speaking faith-filled words, words of the Word of God. And you're going to see evidence that the blessing knows what to do.